Stevie here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to comedian Nikki Bond. My favorite part of her interview was talking about her amazing hyperthymesia, which is a highly superior autobiographical memory skill that she's had her whole life. Thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome for the first time on the podcast, comedian Nikki Bond.
Oh, I was clapping for you. Oh,
thank you. Thanks for coming. You're a busy lady.
That was great.
I do it every week. It's kind of, I do a lot of similar.
Do you do the same song every time?
No, I just kind of make it. It's kind of like the same kind of chord progressions, but I just kind of, I improvise. Yeah.
It tricked me at the end. I thought it was over, but it wasn't.
Oh, no. That's an OCD thing of mine.
Oh.
Because if you noticed, I tapped the fridge 3 times.
Yeah. I thought that was just to let us know that you were coming out of the bathroom.
I do it. It's an OCD thing. Oh. And then every time, right? Every time I finish with that, I go 1, 2, 3, or I go 1, 2, 3.
She's doing it with you.
Or else something bad will happen. Like in my mind, I'm like, if I don't do it, something bad will happen. Is that weird?
No, I'm superstitious too, but I don't do that as much anymore. But I used to when I was a kid, and I would like feel like I lost control of stuff. I would be like, okay, just remember that phone number that you saw that they wrote in the sky in an airplane. You'll be okay. Okay, now you got to do it. Like I did all that kind of stuff.
You did?
Yeah, but I don't do it anymore. But my dad is really OCD.
For real? Legit OCD?
Like he would have to close the door. And then if we left and he was like, I just got to see if the door's closed. And I was it's closed. But he just wanted to, yeah.
When did you notice that about your father?
Well, I didn't really know my father like growing up, so I noticed it like when I hung out with him.
Really?
Like there was never like a time because there's a whole story, but he wasn't around. I mean, I'll talk about it, but I feel like I talk about it all the time because I have a podcast where I teach him how to be a father.
And what's the name of your podcast?
Whoa Dad.
Check out Whoa. Subscribe to Whoa Dad today on iTunes.
Yeah. Spotify too.
And Spotify, Whoa Dad, W O A H.
Yes.
Dad?
Dad.
Whoa Dad, today on Spotify and.
I had to think about how to spell it because there's 2 ways to spell whoa, but you'll figure it out.
Chelsea, can you look that up real quick? Can you Google it real quick? And then because I want to get the right, info.
Okay.
While she's doing that, can we get a little back? Like, where are you originally from?
Okay. So I'm originally from Toronto.
Canada?
Yeah.
All right, cheers.
Oh, thank you.
We love our Canadians here. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you had a lot of Canadians?
Maybe just one or two other ones.
Yeah, I'm the best one.
Mm-hmm.
O-A, yeah. See, I had to spell doubt
it.
Myself.
What is it?
W-H-O-A.
W-H-O-A dad.
Yeah. Whoa.
Subscribe today at... okay, so W-H-O-A comma... Dad on Spotify, iTunes, back to Canada.
Back to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I moved to LA in 2014.
Oh, that's not that long ago.
It's not. It's true.
And then do you have siblings?
No, I'm an only child.
Really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Were your parents like possessive of like, were they kind of weird with you growing up?
So I grew up with a single mom.
Okay, that's where the story. Okay, keep,
yeah,
okay,
that's
go.
Where the story is. I grew up with a single mom, hot single mom.
I bet.
So guys were always trying to fuck her.
No, for real.
Yeah, like.
Do you remember memories of that?
Oh, my memory bank is crazy.
Like your memory.
Yeah, like I remember everything so vividly, and to the point that my mom was talking about. When she put her dog down and I was like, yeah, and you came home and then Lady wasn't there. And she goes, what are you talking? you don't remember that. I was like, yeah, I do. You came in the door and the dog wasn't there. And she was like, you were three. And I was like,
you remember stuff from 3 years old?
Yeah.
For real? Like legit?
Yeah, legit. And I didn't know I was three. I thought I was like, I don't know, maybe six or five because I remembered it.
Yeah.
But then I described the moment to her and she was like, what? Yeah, I remember.
Did that freak her out a little bit?
Like, yeah, it freaked her out. Like, yeah, because
like a special skill set or something.
I don't know what it is because I even remember like my mom. Yeah, my mom. I grew up with a single mom, only child, and I remember like one time my mom had a boyfriend, and I was young then. I know I was young, so that's when she dated the boyfriend. I just remember going into my mom's bed and him getting up and leaving. So I would have had to have been about four then.
Do you remember, like, do you have a photographic memory? Like, do you remember what he looked like?
I could remember what he looked like. Not vividly, but I can, like, remember. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And then growing up, did you, like, were you involved in, like, drama or sports or acting or something?
Well, growing up, it's funny, well, because you said the possessive parent thing. And I'm like, yeah, my mom was very, like, I think we had, like, a codependent relationship because my dad wasn't around.
Really?
Yeah. And
did you work two jobs? Like
she was a single mom that were, I said that like 12 times now.
No, keep doing it.
She had one job, but she killed it because she worked in advertising and she was the first female to work in radio advertising.
So she made good money.
Not at the beginning. Like we were poor.
Like were you living in like a one bedroom apartment?
No. Or? Okay. Not that poor. But it's because my mom and dad bought a house together. They got divorced when I was two. He's a drummer. He's
a musician.
Yeah, he's a musician.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, because you like music.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you played with like Herbie Hancock and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Hold
up. Your dad played with Herbie Hancock?
Yeah. Do you know jazz?
Yeah, I like Coltrane and Thelonious Monk, Eric Dolphy.
Do you know Jaco Pastorius, the bass player? He played with Herbie.
No, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm sure I heard of him.
Yeah, sorry.
So your dad's a jazz musician?
Well, he's an everything musician. Like he did jazz and then he played like some rock and roll and then he made all of his money like after that with Disney. Like he toured with the Lion King for like 7 years.
So he was a composer?
No, just a drummer.
Drummer for that.
Yeah. Drummer for that.
Wow. Yeah, that's really impressive.
It is. That's why he wasn't around. Just pursuing his dream and having a really good time.
Yeah. How's your relationship now with him? Over the years.
It's like it's very complicated. It's good now because like in my podcast, we hash everything out, but like he's really zany and it's really hard to like everything that I'll talk to him about. I was like, oh my God, we made headway. And then all of a sudden he'll just be like doing the same things over that bother me or but just.
Can you give me an example?
Yeah.
Of
so
that?
For example, like to get him to do the podcast is so hard at first. And then he'll be like, this is great. This podcast is great. We're going to help so many people. And then a month later, he's like, I don't want to do it.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he'll be like, this is, and I'll be like, no, but this was what we were doing together. And he's like, it's just, I don't want my life out there. I was like, it's out there.
So, right. Oh, because you've probably talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Or if he's like, he was like, oh, I'm going to come to LA in November. And then he's like, I don't think I'm coming. Like, just where I was like, you have to keep your
promises. Indecisive.
Yeah, he's indecisive. Right? And yeah, he's, and it's, and just will like forget. If I do, he'll like go back into his Bobby world and then forget.
His name's Bobby.
Well, yeah.
My brother's name's Bobby too.
Oh,
holy
yeah.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Bobby's, huh?
Bobby's.
Yeah. So your mom was killing it in advertising.
She was killing it in advertising. She, what else did she? I would go to a babysitter.
Oh, you remember that?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, yeah.
You should write like memoirs or like a book or something.
I know. Sometimes I want to write.
Yeah, because I have a lot of memories.
Yeah.
From dating back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want to write it all down because like there's just so, like sometimes I'll fall asleep and I'll just like picture people's houses in my head from when I was a kid.
You remember that too?
Yeah.
How the hell do you?
I don't know.
I vaguely remember it.
Yeah.
Like I remember like it's more of a feeling or something.
Yeah.
I kind of know what the neighborhood looked like.
That's cool.
But I don't remember the houses, like what the houses look like.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember like certain like the elementary school or like the local whatever.
Right.
Ice rink. Yeah. Because.
Yeah.
Did you in high school or junior high, like were you involved in drama and stuff?
Okay, so when I was a kid in elementary school, I wasn't... we didn't really have drama, but I was obsessed with lip sync contests and like doing lip syncs. And so every year I did a lip sync competition.
Like Debbie Gibson or something?
Just like you would pick a song, yeah, and then you would make up a lip sync and a dance to it. And
like, give me an example. What song would you pick?
I picked... Sugar, you know, sugar, honey,
yeah,
and like, do you love me?
Yeah,
like all that kind of stuff. And I would dress up and do that. So that was like my drama.
How old are you?
Honey,
I know.
Because you want, do you want to know why I chose the old song?
Why did you choose that one?
Because they always got me in the competition. You had to audition for the competition.
Oh, because the people, the judges,
yeah,
knew that song.
Exactly.
It was like a good, they yeah, grew up with that.
Yeah. So
I never, remember that.
Yeah. I never picked like top pop song.
Like Tiffany or something.
No, or Ace of Base.
I think
no,
we're alone now.
Yeah.
You know,
that wouldn't
like that,
get me in. You had to go
I
for
saw
the
old sign.
Shit.
Yeah.
You got to get in there.
You have
I
to do like
mind,
from 60s, 70s, yeah, the latest 80s, like early 80s.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Stuff where they're like, oh, this is cute little kids dancing to this song. Yeah. So I was like manipulating them and they didn't know
you
it.
Didn't know it. So did you, like, when you had to come up with this act, did yeah, you practice it? Like, in your room,
so
like in front of the
much,
mirror, were you like shake, shake, you know?
Oh my god, I rehearsed stuff so much. Like, even if I didn't, even if it wasn't a lip sync competition, like Christmas time, I had a dance to "Walking in Winter Wonderland," and I practiced that
walking
like
into
every
Wonderland
day, like
in
all
front
I
of the mirror.
Actually, I didn't.
Like
really,
you would like look at the mirror and go.
You know what? I never really went in front of the mirror. I would go in the living room and do it and practice and like
wow,
work it out.
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Now we're gonna get to your comedy, obviously.
That's fine.
But like, do you derive some of that inspiration? Like, do you practice comedy in a room too? Like,
no,
you don't do that.
No, but I.
But you
do,
know, just like to get.
I
used to hold the mic or looking.
I did when I started, but it's funny because now I do what I do, same as when I was a kid, is I actually do lip syncs now to weird voicemails that I get, and that I will do in the mirror, and that I will like rehearse like I did when I was a kid.
Oh, right.
But for comedy, I don't do that. When I started, I would like walk around and I like paste it out, and I'd be like, okay, now I'll turn here.
Oh,
like
you
comedy,
got that detailed?
Yeah, but that's not what comedy is. Like that was when I started, and I
right,
didn't know like what I was doing.
Right, but everyone has their own process.
Yeah,
so it's a kind of trial and error type.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Where I'd
yeah,
be like, oh, well, I would like watch, and I'd be like, oh, they turned, and that made me look like professional. Now it's like, no, I just do whatever I want.
Yeah,
but at the beginning, I was like, yeah, I would walk around, pretend I'm holding a mic, and now
in your bedroom, and you would like, and then when you time it out.
Yeah, I'd time it out, but it wouldn't be in my bedroom. It'd still be in my living room,
what
just
is
like
it
when
about
I was
the
a
living?
Kid.
Oh, more, oh no, more stage room.
I
like,
guess
like
so,
the stage.
Yeah, I would never be able to watch myself. There's no way. I have, yeah, I just.
I have a similar type thing where, yeah, like, once I edit, like, I don't like the way my voice sounds. Mm. So I, yeah, when I edit it, it's painful just to hear me. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's the worst listening to yourself. I have to edit my podcast too. It's
really?
The worst. Yeah.
I get two in my head about
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so from that moment, when did you get an interest towards comedy?
Okay, so, well, you're asking about drama. So I mm-hmm, that I did elementary, because I'll like get there, but very fast. So I did lip syncs in high school. I was in I did theater, but the teacher like was one of those like flirty theater teachers.
Well, what do you mean by like?
Just like pervert.
Like Robert De Niro in like Cape Fear.
Like I know.
Like when Julia, but you remember that scene?
Like,
but do you remember that scene though? Where he like she has to go to the drama class, but he's really not the
yeah,
drama teacher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah,
like
yeah,
he
yeah,
they smoke it, and then dude, that was weird. That was
yeah,
a crazy
yeah,
scene.
Yeah, and I want to watch it again.
Oh, you've seen that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
everyone,
yeah,
if you haven't seen it, it's a remake of the OG Cape Fear. Martin Scorsese directs this movie, Cape Fear, and who else? Is it Nick Nolte? In it? Yeah, I think Nick Nolte.
Good memory.
Or Robert De Niro. Oh, Juliette Lewis.
Uh huh. Yeah.
She's the daughter.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then he's like, he like poses as the drama teacher.
Okay, no, my drama teacher didn't do that.
Okay,
but he did have. There was a rumor that he. is off topic, had sex with like students, but not when I was not when I was there. But he
those are rumors.
Yeah, those are rumors.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that could. Well, that's
was he your typical like gray haired like just Santa Claus looking guy?
No, no, no. He was short, leprechaun-y looking with brown hair. Yeah.
Oh my god.
But he and he like, but he was
shorter
like,
than me, like 5 foot.
Yeah,
I'm 5'4" or 5'5".
You're 5'4" or 5'5". Yeah, yeah, shorter than
shorter
me.
Shorter than so short.
And I'm 5'4" or 5'5".
Okay, so he was a short leprechaun looking guy.
Yeah, yeah.
He was a good talker.
He just
hey guys, you know what? It was doing a workshop.
It was more the passion, and then you wanted him to like you, so he liked all the girls that flirted with him, and then I didn't. But anyways, the point of it all is I liked drama, but I never got good roles until my last year, and I played Shirley Valentine, which is like this middle-aged woman who has a midlife crisis and leaves her husband, and it's like I was the star, and then I won the best acting in the school. Yeah,
wow.
That was my theater, and then I went to university for acting.
What university?
Queen's University in Ontario.
Queen's University.
Yeah, and okay. That was like my drama. That was my drama stunt, and then after that, I moved back to Toronto. Did acting. By that I mean tried to. And then I went to New York for acting school.
You went to New York?
Yeah, I went to New York.
The big city.
The Big Apple.
Now, mm-hmm. Is that where you got into comedy as well?
No, I'm still not even there yet. Is that
crazy?
Because
I heard that's like, a great place because you could get up a lot.
I wish I started there, but I started here.
You did?
Yeah, so I went to Atlantic, which is an acting school by William H. Macy, David Mamet. And then they were like,
that's a university?
That's it's a conservatory.
It's a school?
It's a school. Okay. It's part of NYU.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, oh, you should move to LA and do our program there, like the master program. And I was like, great. And it'll be taught by William H. Macy, David Mamet, and Felicity Huffman before she was in jail.
What was that? He was in Fargo, right?
Yeah. And he in right. Shameless.
Yeah, but yeah. he was the car dealer.
Yeah,
I worked
yeah,
at the
yeah.
car dealership.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
the one that set up his wife to get kidnapped. And
I think
in
so.
Fargo.
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
He's amazing.
He's like one of the best, right?
Yeah, he's
like,
so good. Yeah, so I was.
He's
so
really good.
Yeah.
So that's appealing. That's attractive to.
Yeah.
Have his name attached to.
Yeah.
That?
So I moved out here, and then they canceled it a month before it was supposed to start. They canceled the school. I moved. I left New York. I've got a car.
And you got an apartment?
I got an apartment. I bought a car. I was like, I'm here. And then a month before, they were like, hey, this sucks, but we're going to cancel it. And my heart was broken. I just cried. I was like, what
am I doing?
You
really cried?
Oh my God.
How long? Like a week straight? Or
probably, yeah.
You're just so depressed.
So depressed because I came out here as like.
For that.
And I only knew two people.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
So you didn't have family or networking, nothing. It was just you and two people.
Yeah. And I'm an East Coaster. So I had like no family. I moved across
the country.
Yeah. And then now I'm stuck in LA. I have absolutely no idea what to do here.
Were you panicked?
Yes.
Were you like anxiety, like anxious? Like, oh,
yes.
What am I going to do?
Like, I had the worst anxiety that one day I was walking down the street. And I just felt like something flew into my head and I went, ow, and I fell to the ground and I looked around. I thought a bird flew into my head, like no joke, for a while. And I was like looking for the bird and I was like, that was crazy. And then I kept walking and then it happened again. I went to a neurologist the next day. It was nerves. My nerves were so intense.
Head nerves
on like it's like yeah it's in your
outer. I've never heard of that.
I never heard of it too.
It felt like so like a ball hit you.
It felt like a bird flew into my head. I like fell to the ground.
Oh my! Do you go to the doctor? Did you prescribe?
Yeah.
Did he prescribe?
No,
you?
He was just like get massages and like it's your nerves. Like just
oh,
get
like a head massage.
Yeah, like a neck and head massage. He was like, "There's nothing you can do. It's nerve endings that are in your actual scalp."
Oh my god!
It was fucked. Are we allowed to swear on this?
Yeah.
It was fucked.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was really like I was not okay. Like,
how did you get through that?
My friend went to an acting class and she recommended it. So I started going to that acting class. And then like I just kind of was like, listen, I'm here. I have to accept that I'm in LA. Oh, I'm not going to move again. I'm not going to run from this.
Yeah.
And then I started doing UCB and Groundlings. And so then I was kind of like, okay, I'll get into
comedy.
Upright
Citizens Brigade.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the one kind of near Franklin there?
Yep.
Oh. So
yeah.
You, How do you join that? Do you just pay you for just classes?
Give them all your money. All you
and that's
do.
How you got into comedy.
Yeah.
And right?
Yeah. So I did. Yeah. That's
UCB.
It. Yeah.
You saw skits and comedy,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. I guess I did Second City in Toronto first. That's where I like started doing improv. Oh,
you didn't mention that. I so know. You were in Second City also?
Yeah. I was in Second City also. Oh, yeah.
So you did UCB I was a and Second City?
UCB, Second City, and Groundlings.
Wow. And yeah. Ground, like three.
Yeah.
She did all the major
yeah.
These schools of yeah. comedy.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
they all focus the... on the same thing? Isn't it like you know Key and Peele, like isn't it sketch?
Mm.
I thought it was always sketch comedy, but
no. I mean, yes and no. Groundlings is characters, so like you're going in there and you're just always working on characters yourself.
But that could help your comedy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because,
you know, act outs and... You know,
yeah, and
you know,
I love comedy. And then UCB is more sketch writing. Like, it's all improv, but that's more writing-based. And then Second City is a great combination of the two.
So you did all three.
I did all three.
So when did you take an interest in the stand-up? Because
okay.
that's a specific
yeah,
thing.
Way different.
Way different
way
than
different.
That, right?
So I started taking an interest when I was doing use... Or sorry, I was... What happened was I was waitressing at a restaurant and there was one week where three different tables said to me, "Are you a stand-up comedian? Are you a stand-up comedian? You should be one," because I would always rip on people.
So you waited tables?
Yeah.
What, can we give them a shout-out at the restaurant?
We can give them a shout-out. Shout-out to... Kiesbacka. Great food.
Well, say it again.
Kiesbacka.
Kiesbacka.
Really good food. But I had a little bit...
What kind of food?
Rustic Italian.
Go to Kiesbacka today. Meat. Get some spaghetti.
No, meat. It's big meat. But wait,
meat?
Yeah, it's meat. I have a bit of beef with them though.
Oh, I've got beef with all of
because
my past employers.
Well, they didn't hire any of the staff back after the pandemic.
And you guys relied on tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't hire anybody back.
Okay,
yeah. so that's
shame on you, Kiesbacka.
Yeah, shame on you. But also, like, guys,
but definitely go
really
there
good.
If you want to get meats.
Yeah, but you should also be like, hey, why didn't you hire your staff back?
Yeah,
that's like a pretty ruthless thing to do after a pandemic.
How are you juggling doing your stand up and working there?
Okay, so it was really hard actually because like you would work, I'd work four shifts and then. Be offered shows and you have to turn down shows.
Oh, jeez.
And yeah, so that's why I started. I am so grateful for that job actually, because I would have never started stand up if those people didn't tell me.
So they encouraged you, just these random strangers
the
tables you waited on.
Yeah. And I would have never, I honestly would have never tried. Other people had told me I should do it, but I couldn't even imagine. I was like, I have no interest in even inquiring about this. But when people kept saying, because I would always like roast the customers and like,
because you're being charming,
yeah,
and, you know, for a possible better tip.
Well, and also just like calling people out on their shit, because I could always get away with it for some reason.
Oh.
And people love that when you can do it.
And they give you a good tip, huh?
Yeah, they would give me a good tip.
Yeah. So you got good at that.
I got good at it. And then when people started telling me to do stand up, I was like, okay, fine, I'll try it. And then that's why I started.
Do you remember your first show?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Tell me when, where, what was the deal?
It was actually I took a stand-up course, and the very first show, I did the stand-up course because she was a casting director and she was teaching stand-up.
Ooh, pressure.
Yeah, well, because I...
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is the best way to do it, because if I don't like stand-up, at least I'm getting in front of the casting director.
And
kill two birds with one
stone.
Yeah,
and then you could go on auditions for commercials or theatrical, whatever. Yeah.
And the first show was at the Hollywood Improv in the main room.
Oh, that's where I met you.
Yeah.
But at the lab, the little room. But you were in the main room.
I was in the main
room. The big
room,
one.
The big room. And I had never done stand-up. Like, the course,
no.
We never
I
got on stage.
Thinking of that. Really?
Yeah.
Was it a packed crowd?
Yeah.
It was packed.
Because it was everybody's, like, it was like, it's considered a bringer show. It's everybody who did the course. All their friends
but
are there.
But there's people there.
Packed.
Packed. You have never done stand-up.
No.
Okay, my next question is this. before you went on stage, how nerve-wracking was that? Were you sweaty palms, shaking?
You know what's so funny is I remember everything, but I don't remember how I felt.
You blacked out.
I blacked out. But I think I felt very insecure because the teacher. So
don't
we
all? Don't
I
want to
do this now.
No, I'm doing
it. I want to do it.
No, I'm doing it because I'm nervous
I
for
know,
you.
But you're making me nervous about the situation. Okay.
Okay. All right. We're back.
Oh
we're
my
back.
God.
Okay. So this is a huge bringer room packed at the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah.
A major club in LA for comedy.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay.
Oh,
so
God.
Before the show, my teacher goes, let's get in a half circle and we're going to go around to everyone and everybody say one nice thing about that person. So
what is this, therapy?
To encourage each other. So she goes around, and we're like, I think I like your hair. I like that you did this. We go,
God.
Finally, it's me. And she's like, she goes, okay, great. And then it's me. And she goes, all right, guys, let's have a good show. And she didn't.
Do
me.
She skipped you.
She skipped me.
So you got in your head about that.
I got in my head and in my.
Oh no.
I was like, this bitch hates
you,
me.
No, and then you're about, you haven't even gone on stage yet.
I haven't gone on stage. And I'm like, okay, do I suck that much?
So
and
you internalize that.
I internalized to the point that I was like, say something. But I never say anything. I'm always like really like, I mean,
reserved.
Yeah, but I'm not anymore. But I was because I was like always trying to please people and be polite and like, oh, I am worthless. I'm not. I was very much like, maybe I don't deserve the compliments. Like, that's
oh
my thing.
No, but you're in your head.
I'm in my head. So then my head exploded and I went, excuse me, Leslie, you didn't do me, which is so embarrassing to be like, hi, I didn't get my compliments. But I was like, I couldn't go on. I knew that I couldn't go on stage
without
being the only one. Like I would have just.
Oh,
been
that's
in my
an
head.
OCD thing too. Was that kind
I,
of like a?
I don't know.
It was
I,
a mental thing.
It was a mental thing because I was like, I'm about to go on stage, but all I care about now is getting validation from this fucking teacher who just skipped me. So if I don't call this out and address it, I'm gonna go on stage thinking like I'm actually worthless. So then I
it's like
to
leaving
like,
a door kind of open without
yeah,
closing it
exactly.
all the way. You needed to close it, then you
yeah.
could do it.
Yeah, and I was kind of like, wait, why would you do everybody but one person? Oh, and so geez. I like had to tell her, I was like, you guys, sorry, you didn't do me. And then she's like, oh, sorry, Nikki. I've totally missed you. Yeah, you just always seem like you have your shit together. I was like, well, I don't. And that's not a reason to do 10 people in the class and not one human.
So there's
10
comics?
There's 10 comics.
How long did your set have to be?
I think it was 5 minutes.
Oh, your first show?
Yeah.
5 minutes?
It was pretty good.
Oh, you did? So tell me how you... So you.
Yeah, I felt really good.
You did well.
I did well, I think. I mean, you look back at the tape, but I did get a lot of
You didn't
of
bomb.
I didn't bomb.
You
but
didn't
it was
bomb.
A generous
but
audience.
You didn't bomb.
I didn't bomb. It was generous audience, so. Thank you. Oh, you should have been the teacher.
Now, do you remember your first bomb?
Yes. It
okay,
wasn't a show.
Oh, wait, but
it was
think
bad.
About it. Think about it. First bomb. Okay, I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Go ahead.
First bomb. Oh wait.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Oh.
No, I'm ready. I'm
oh,
ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Yeah.
My first bomb. I'm waiting for you to do this. Was
okay. So this is your OCD. Okay.
Kay.
Okay.
So my first bomb. I was at Silver Lake Lounge. Do you know where that is in Silver
yes,
Lake?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
It's right by that coffee shop. Yeah.
Okay, so I went on stage. I didn't know anybody there.
Yeah.
And all the comics, like I finally get called and I was so scared. And like comics are so scary.
I'm scared hearing this.
And I go on stage and I like tried to talk to the girl next to me and she was like, fuck you.
Wait, in the crowd?
On
stage or
on
the crowd?
When I was in the crowd waiting. And I go on stage, I grab the mic and it slips out of the thing and hits me in the mouth. Like I went, hey, Oh, and it was hurt so much.
I have to cover my whole face for that one. Oh, Lord have mercy. Holy so moly guacamole. Bad. Oh, my goodness.
And then I laughed at myself and no one laughed.
Oh,
which
no!
Is worse. It's worse.
No!
I know.
What the?
I was like, oh, no, I just hit myself and nothing. No, nothing. And you're like, oh, my God. And I just.
You did that?
No.
You're thinking this.
I was thinking it. I just was like. It was awful.
Oh.
Yeah. I remember I was like, I don't know if I can do this.
So how, what was that, like your 10th show?
No.
A year in?
That was like my second. That was an open mic. But it was.
But those are tough.
Doesn't matter.
Those are freaking tough.
It's true. They are tough.
I did Meltdown, Rock, Paper, Marty's, this,
that. For
sure,
for sure. They're tough. But when you don't know the stand-up community, an open mic, your first or second one, feels like a show. Like it felt, there were people in the audience that were like, you just don't know the difference. You don't know what an open mic is at that point.
It's them going like.
Yeah.
Hurry up, dude.
Yeah.
It's kind of like.
Yeah, but I didn't know.
I was telling her, I did a thing at Rock Paper. You know, you go there at 4:30, you pay $5, you have to buy a croissant or a coffee. I remember I got on, like I was like one of the last ones on. And literally this female comic stood in front of this little wooden, like she literally had a conversation right in front of the stage. Yeah, Becky. Yeah. Okay, chai latte, you know. Like, and I'm just like, I couldn't believe this was happening. I'm like, trying to do my thing, and I'm like, and she was literally standing right in front of the stage. Like, I wasn't there. I was just like, what the hell is going on?
Did you call her out?
No, I should have. See, I didn't have the, I don't have, you know, I was just, I was panicking. Yeah. I was just like, I just wished it to go away.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't go, you know?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
Like, I could tell, like, because it's very competitive when you say, like, the open mic community.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, especially so Meltdown. Remember Meltdown Comics?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I started when right before Meltdown shut down. So I didn't experience Meltdown too much. I got up once at Meltdown.
Yeah, but that was a whole scene.
That seemed brutal.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Like if your name wasn't called out of the hat, and then you know how they go, okay, Kevin Randleman, Josie Johnson, you know, like, and then you don't call your name.
Yeah.
It's like there's a little envy there. There's a little jealousy, like
just gonna be mad at
and
you.
And they're all rushing to get. To their another mic?
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Come on, dude. Let's go. Let's go to the other one.
Yeah.
So
they'll leave.
They're like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
I saw that. I was like, this is wild, but I didn't know anybody then. So I just watched. It was brutal.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
So with that being said, how do you get to the point where it's the open mic scene where you're at now or even further where you're actually getting on shows? When does that happen?
It's kind of like a blurry line, I think, because you're doing open mics and then you're getting asked to do shows, and normally they're bringer shows.
Describe what a bringer show is
when a booker asks you to do the show, but you have to bring a certain amount of people. So I would do a show at the Comedy Store. It was a bringer show, and he never told me how many people I had to bring, but I had to bring people.
How many, like would you?
I would probably
guess
bring,
like maybe 3 to 5 or something.
Yeah, sometimes I brought 15.
Oh.
Yeah, because when I started, like, people were so into it. And now that I'm, like, getting shows, I'm like, why aren't you guys into it anymore? Maybe I had more friends back then. I'm like, listen, I'm better now, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, but people really like to come out and see me.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like you burn all of those people, you know? Like, I've been doing it 5 years. It's like those people don't want to come and see me anymore. I mean,
oh, you mean
do.
As far as bringer shows?
Yeah, well, like, I just mean you when you have bringer shows, you're pressuring your friends to come to the shows all the time. And that by then, like, now people are like, I don't need to come to a show. Like, people
yeah.
were so excited when I started, and now everyone's like, yeah, it's just what you do.
Oh, it's like people you have to get over that hurdle.
Yeah, well, they're just like, it's more that they're like, I don't know. I just feel like so many more people came out back in the day, and now I guess I'm not pushing the shows as much.
So when does it, okay, so it goes open mics. Bringer shows. What's the one above that where you're getting on a lineup?
I would say like little, then it's like little bar shows. And then you're going to be on like lineups where it's a bunch of open mic comics, but then they have like a good headliner. And then I don't know. I'm still learning, but now it's kind of like the shows. Then it's what you choose to do as well.
So you have the choice now. Like, I'll do this show, but not that show.
Yeah, but I'm pretty open to doing whatever show.
Whatever.
But if there's a ton of people on the lineup, I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it.
How much is a lot? More than six?
I would say like more than 10. I'd say if there's
more
like,
than 10?
I had to count it out to see how many fingers and people. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, yeah. I would say this is very... I was in special ed. Okay. But I'm thinking about if there was this many people on the flyer, right? That's
six. Yeah.
Seven would be a lot. Yeah. So maybe no more than seven. I'll say that now.
And then how important is networking? Did you just do that naturally? Like you'll meet a comedian. Hey, I'm doing the Haha Club there. You want to do a show? Hey, we could use you. Like, okay. How does that work?
This is what I've learned. This is what I've learned.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Because people can learn from this.
Okay. I think... So when you're talking about the transition,
yeah.
I feel like since the pandemic, I've gotten, after the pandemic, during the pandemic, people started asking me to do shows more so than before. Before I would reach out to people and be like, can I do your shows? And
through Instagram?
Through Instagram or like networking. So the networking was pre-pandemic for me. Networking was important because then people know who you are. Just they know your name. They makes the hang more comfortable. The mic's more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Just your surroundings, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. So the networking was important. But then I did the pandemic. We all, it was just me. You guys... Yeah. We're in my pandemic, right. And
you made it through the pandemic.
Mm-hmm. I started getting up during it when people weren't doing it as much. And then after that, now I feel like I get a lot more shows, but I also grew as a comic.
Yeah.
So networking now to me is important, but it was way more important back before then. When I was coming up, when I was still coming up, yeah. But when I was trying to meet people, I didn't want to be alone. And now I don't network as much. I would like to, but I'm really shy too. You know,
really?
What I mean? Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Do you have your set of like other female comics that you've networked with or met throughout your trajectory?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
And that helps, right?
It does help. Like, I started with my friend whose show is tonight.
What's her name?
Simone Alexander.
Can I give her a shout out?
Simone
Alexander.
She took the class with me.
Oh, nice.
We met in the class.
So, yeah, Simone Alexandra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we started networking at the beginning together at the Comedy Store. She's very outgoing, so she was great to go with. And then now it's different. Now it's more like we'll go to, like my other girlfriends in comedy, we'll go to shows and that kind of stuff, but it feels like a different kind of networking a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Give me an example of your like a typical like networking situation. Let's say I'm a known comedian and I'm just smoking a cigarette.
Oh my god.
Okay, so I'm smoking a cigarette. Okay.
Okay. I wouldn't talk to you. I wouldn't do a single thing. I would.
I'm hanging outside. I'm hanging. All right. I'm a headliner. Like just.
Okay.
Just, yeah. I'm like
okay,
a known headliner.
You're
yeah.
You're a headliner. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. That's what I would do. Like, I don't talk to people.
You didn't engage.
I know I don't.
Not at all.
I know
I
don't.
I gave you a window of opportunity, and that's what you
I
do.
I know.
No, let's do it again. You have to. Just,
I'm not
you can't
very
just go
good.
To the bathroom.
That's
all right.
What I would do. I would connect.
Oh, no, no, you have to do it.
I feel like so annoying.
No, check this out. This could be a matter of you opening for me in Vegas.
Oh, my
a big
God.
Casino show.
Okay,
so let's redo that scenario.
Oh
I'm a well-known, I don't want to say who I am, but I'm a well-known comedian. Like, not only that, I could take you on the road. You
I
could
would,
be my opening act, okay?
I would honestly think you don't want to talk to me. That's
but
it.
Just do a different, don't just say, I'm going, I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay, let's say I'm outside. You know that door right, kind of near the OR?
Yeah.
That side door,
yeah.
Okay? I'm okay. Right there.
Okay. Sorry, I have asthma.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
The comedian?
Yeah. I got so nervous.
What's your approach? All right, let's do scenario three. You go, okay, so that second was better. Scenario number three. You have to have an entry point.
Okay.
You have a goal. Your goal is, in your mind, like, oh, my God, if I talk to him, I could go on the road with him.
Who says this? God?
Like, yeah, no, but just hypothetically.
Okay. If I was drunk, I'm much better.
Okay, so pretend that's a beer then. I'm such and such, big time comic. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me smoke my cigarette.
Okay,
let me take a couple drags.
I'm drunk, sorry.
Okay, so I'm, like, just looking out in the parking lot.
Hey, okay, this is really annoying.
Okay, you want to redo that? Let's do it again, okay?
Okay, you're not giving me confidence. Hey. Okay, this is really annoying, but I really like your podcast.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you you comic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. How long you go on tonight?
Or? No, I actually had another show tonight.
Really?
I just wanted to swing by and hang
out.
How long
have you been doing it?
5 years.
Yeah. Oh, I'd like to check your act out sometime.
Oh, cool. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you?
You
have to have a business card or something.
I don't have it. Like an Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah. It's Danny Fuller.
Oh, yeah, Danny I'm sorry. Fuller. I thought you were Danny DeVito. Okay. But that's
okay. Good job. That was better, because at least you had a way in, you know.
I just don't think they want to talk to me, and I'm like,
but that's
I don't,
in your mind.
I know, but still, I just feel annoying.
The impression I got from you is like, because you know, I met you through Eric Griffin. Shout out to Griffin, and I'm like, I thought like, oh, like she not only okay. So I was impressed. Just like you did well that night. It seemed like you got along well with the other comics. It seemed like you're just hanging out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And then from that moment, I you know, because I followed you on Instagram, like, and I noticed like, oh, like she's, it seems like you're performing like all the time. Like
yeah.
Every night you have like two or three shows. I'm like, oh, she's on this flyer. She's on that flyer. She's on this flyer, you know?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Thanks. Thank you.
And then so that comes just through... Just you just being at certain shows?
Okay, that...
How does that work?
I think that comes from being like the way that you perform at shows and at mics. So like some of the shows that I've gotten have been from open mics, and I used to do open mics and like always try out new material. And you're not going to be good if you try out new material at open mics all the time. Okay, you'll be good, but to those people, they're just hearing you like work on jokes.
But how do you gauge your material if they're not giving you a good gauge of...
Well,
because they're in a way, yeah. They're competition, you know, they're competitive.
It's true, but then, I don't know. I guess I just think that you get to a point where it's not competitive. If you can like find the people, which I found, which is really nice that I feel like we're at a place. It used to be really competitive before with other friends, but we're at a place now where we really want each other to succeed. And it is the most comforting, best thing ever.
So you have your support group.
Yeah. And I wouldn't say it's a group. It's like an extended group, but I will say, you know what, now that I'm talking, people vouch for me and I vouch for other people because now it's not competitive.
So you have to vouch?
Well, like...
Like the mafia? Like I vouch for you.
Yeah, kind of.
Like the mafia, like a mafia movie. Yeah, I vouch for you.
I vouch for you. Yeah.
Oh, the reason being, they'll be like, are they funny?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, dude, yeah, she's great. She
yeah,
just
yeah,
did
yeah.
the...
Or if
the
they're like, hey, I need a couple comics. Who do you recommend? Then that's how I think that the shows come more is because if people recommend you. But then... Yeah.
Is there a sense of like jealousy within other female comedians? Have you experienced that?
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
You don't say any names. Don't you know, we don't
yeah.
have to do that, okay? But give yeah. me some scenarios of where when you first noticed that, like, oh, she gave me a dirty look. Oh no, you know.
Oh my God.
I love that. Give me that, oh my God, like two or three of those.
Oh, you want two or three of
yeah,
those?
Scenarios, like things that happen. Things
I think
that happen.
I say it
yeah.
three times. Like,
yeah.
oh
no,
my
no,
God.
Just, yeah.
Okay. First of all, when I started, there were girls that were like so mean to me that just like ignored me and would give me a dirty look while I sat there at the open mic.
That wasn't in your head?
No.
This is real. This is in real time.
And they're known for it. They're fucking evil, honestly. Some of these girls. Girls are cats, okay? We sniff each other's asses.
I'm going to write that down. Girls are cats.
Girls are cats. We sniff each other's asses, and we have our little, like, crew, and then the other ones were like, no, I'll rip your eyes out. And I'm a bit more of, like, a girl guy, where, like, I lived with two of my best guy friends in Toronto.
Yeah.
I'm like, can hang with guys. I don't get offended. But I also like really like girls only if they're chill girls. They can't be girly girls that are like, oh my God, my makeup, my this, I gotta look hot. Because then they're going to be fucking psychopaths.
So is that the worst thing that they've done is at a mic they'll give you a dirty look?
Dirty look. Hold on, let me think. But the dirty look is mean or like just ignore.
Are you sure that's not in your head?
Positive, it's not in my head.
Okay, so I'm gonna try to do it. I'm the jealous female comedian.
Okay. What do you want me?
You're just okay. We haven't been on stage. We're in the lounge area.
Okay.
Tell me if this is a dirty look. No, don't laugh.
Sorry.
Okay, let's do it again.
That's a sexy look.
No, dude, don't say that.
It's true.
Okay, hold up. Let me do it again. Okay.
I think you're into me.
Hold up. Let me show the camera. That's a dirty look.
That is. Yeah, that's dirty thoughts look. That's
this?
Yeah, that's like, hey. Yeah, what the heck? Yeah, give me that. Hey.
Dude, that's a twisted owl.
Come over here.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. That's see this guy?
Okay, dude, that's funny. So that, oh my God, okay, so.
Well,
hold on. Let's flip the roles.
Okay.
Okay, I'm you.
Okay.
You give me the look that you got. I'm you. I'm you, okay? The stage is there. Oh, now I get it.
And also when you're on stage now, and they look at their phones.
Oh my God.
That's what it is.
Oh, I felt that. Mm. Oh.
Oh my God. And then.
Oh no.
The ones that whisper. When you're on stage and you're like, fuck you. It's bullying. That's it. I just don't like bully females.
Do you notice that right away when it's happening?
Yeah,
like you're doing
a
bit and then you look over and then they're like.
I'm a big, big empath. Like my therapist is like, you're.
What do you mean by that?
Do you know what an empath is?
You're sensitive to feeling?
To people's emotions. And
okay,
like
so you can't see my intern. What's your gauge on my, like, how's she feeling right now?
She's, okay, well, this is so uncomfortable.
And I'm
going to
test you with
her.
Me too, so. Because
I'm going to try to call
you on some bullshit right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just really tune into her right now.
Okay. I think that she's feeling a little bit like, oh, this is, I don't, okay. Hold on, let me
think
really
about
take
it.
I think that she's feeling a little bit shy, but like comfortable in the surroundings, but like trying to stay in her corner and like doing the job that she needs to do and being on point. But I think that there's like a lot more to her personality than what you are seeing right now.
Off camera, Chelsea, was that pretty accurate?
Yes.
My turn. My turn.
Oh, he is.
My turn.
I'm like, I see your spunk. You got it. You just have to behave right now, okay?
My turn.
Okay. First of all, phony baloney over here putting out. Doesn't want to be red, putting out this little fake mask.
All right, hold on. Let me reset. God damn it. You're going to make me self-conscious. Okay.
Okay, he wants to be the cool guy that did coke in the bathroom.
No, for real.
Okay. Your energy. Okay. Hold on, let me think. What? He's a little bit dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else am I right now?
You're very calm, but you're also antsy, eager. You got your watch in me. You're ready to fucking nick me.
How do you know that?
Because I'm a fucking empath.
Yeah, I am eager because I haven't eaten all day.
Why haven't you eaten all day?
I haven't eaten all day.
Okay, victim.
How we doing on time? We're doing good? Oh, dude, this flew by.
Yeah.
We got to do part two, part three, part four,
and so on.
I want, at this point, I wanted to kind of like start plugging your social media, website, your future shows, and what merch, whatever you want to do. Like, how do people find you?
Okay, you can find me on Instagram, Nikki Bon, NIKKI.
Two Ks.
B as in Bobby.
BON.
Exactly. I am on YouTube, which I need to start like doing more of. So like before I did stand up, I always did sketches and characters and like these voicemail lip syncs that are like real voicemails.
Those are on your channel?
Yeah, those are on my channel.
Okay, what's your YouTube channel?
Nikki Bon.
So subscribe today.
Yeah, subscribe today.
Do you post a lot?
No, but I need to start.
Why don't you?
I like
It adds to your repertoire.
I dropped off the algorithm of YouTube and I didn't really like. I need to start doing it again because I always thought I had to post like sketches, but I think I want to start.
You could do cooking videos. You could do makeup. Yeah. You could do whatever you want.
I'm going to start. Yeah, I know. I really want to vlog.
Why don't you do that?
I just didn't really like know how to do it, but it seems
you could
really
do it on
fun.
Your iPhone.
Yeah.
Why don't you do this? Can I present an idea?
Yes.
Okay. So since you do so many shows, why don't you do a series where it's like behind the scenes, like not the actual act, but what happens like in the lounge area or outside where, you know, like behind the scenes, like lifestyle stuff.
Yeah, I like that idea. My friend Mikey McKernan is doing that, but I'm going to, I told him I'm copying him, but I also want to do it with my story with my dad too, because like my podcast is a constant roller coaster. My dad's really funny. That's why it's a really good podcast, but I want to also like do behind the scenes of like kind of, between having rejection in stand-up and having rejection from my dad and how I'm,
right.
But not sad, but like funny.
Is your dad on Instagram?
No.
You got to get him on there.
Oh my God, he wouldn't.
Why not?
No. I just put him on my own Instagram.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. He's a character.
Where does he live again?
Florida.
Okay, you didn't mention that he moved all the way to Florida.
Oh, yeah. He moved to Florida when I was 9 from Toronto. So that's why we didn't have a relationship.
So that's in part two.
Part two.
All of that's going to be in part two.
Yeah.
Future shows and...
Future shows. This week, I have a show at the Hollywood Improv.
The lab or the main?
The lab.
Do you like that room?
I loved that room. It's that like a night.
Yeah, it was fun, huh?
That was
yeah. It was like intimate.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It was great.
And then, how do people get tickets to that?
Oh, just go to the, there's actually only 8 tickets left, but when does this come out?
Next Wednesday.
Oh, so they won't. You guys missed the show.
Okay,
you snooze, you lose.
Let's start plugging the ones after the
17th. I have one at Townhouse in Venice on the 17th, and you can go to Super Dope to find that. Super Dope's on the Super Dope Show on Instagram. They'll have tickets to that.
What's Super Dope?
It's a good show. I've only done one.
So it's a type of show like comics put on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's a stand-up show.
Oh, okay.
It's called the Super Dope Show. Uh-huh. I'm actually at the Improv again on November 20th in Nika King and Friends, and that's in the lab, and you can get that on the Improv website.
So you perform there a lot, huh, the lab?
I wish I was performing like through the club, but I'm performing like on independent shows.
What's the difference between the lab and the Improv main. Improv? Like, what's the difference?
No, they're the same, but like it's either the Improv booker is booking you for their actual like Improv show, or it's like... people that put on shows like how Eric puts on his show. So
Eric Griffin and
us.
Friends.
Yeah. So he booked us.
Yeah.
Right.
How did you meet Eric? Just I'm just out of my own curiosity.
I met him. What show was it? I met him. Oh my God. I forget. Oh my. the Supernova. Oh. Supernova show.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was always nice to you?
Well, we just talked that one time. I actually did a show with Eric back in the day when I was like pretty new at the Hood in Palm Springs, and I met him briefly there, but I was shy. So, you know, I didn't say shit.
He went up to you?
No, I like walked into him and I was going, actually, it was pretty nice. I went up to him and I went, hi, I'm on the show. Like, I'm a fan. And that was it. And then we didn't really talk. Okay. So, you know what? Could have been nice. No. He's so nice. And then Supernova, we talked a bunch. And then my friend Christina was also like, she's funny. So she recommended. And that's kind of how it goes.
So we got, okay, so follow Nikki Bond with 2 K's on Instagram. You and too? Make sure you get tickets for the...
I have a website, too.
Okay, let's do it.
The website is nikkibond.com.
So what can they...
My podcast is on there.
What else?
All my YouTube stuff is on there. The what links else? To...
Merch?
I don't have merch.
When are you going to get that?
I don't know. How do I do it?
Squarespace. I could talk you. I'm through Squarespace.
I just don't know how to like create my own merch. I'm like looking
they
at
do
ideas.
It all for you. So you they get do? Squarespace, and then you could do a third party through Printful, and then you do the designs, and they ship it from there. You don't have to have anything.
Oh, sick. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I could talk you through it. I mean, I've had mine for a couple years now.
Really?
A couple years. Yeah, oh, yeah. Cool. These are all my merch orders.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Well, these are completed orders. So I bought this at Target, and then this is my new page here.
You rich.
No, I'm not. Look where I live. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're saving up for that big house.
Hello. Okay, let's do this. Dude, it was an honor having you.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely get your tickets and support her at the lab.
But
I
always post my shows on Instagram and my stories.
So just follow her Instagram and you'll know, you'll be in touch with when she's performing.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
Was that fun? It was easy,
that
right?
That was really fun.
It was easy, right?
Yeah. Could keep talking and talking.
Well, that's why part two, part three, part four. Yeah. You're always welcome. Your friends too. This is a, you know, I've had so many comedians on here. We got to switch it up. So, like keyboardist next time, DJ. I've had like... 90, what do you say, 85% comedian? Like, a lot of comedians.
80%. Wow.
So a lot of people you
maybe
find.
When my dad visits, I'll bring him here.
You know I'd love that.
Yeah.
You think, you think I'd get along with him?
Listen to my podcast and find out. He
likes
spacey,
he likes Asian people?
Yeah. He doesn't know.
No discrimination?
No,
He likes Korean food?
I'm going to say he doesn't like Korean food, no.
Well, he likes Asians?
Yeah. Okay. I just say he doesn't like Korean food because I took him for Japanese. Not the same, I know. But, like, he ate okra and he was like, it's like it's snot in the middle. And I was like, all right, we're going to stick
to it. Is that
the
way he talks?
He's...
Because that was a nasally thing.
He's very like, ah, man. He's really funny.
Dude, you do... It's like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, a little bit.
He talks like that?
In my mind, yeah.
What's your dad's name, Bob again?
Bobby Economo.
Bobby Conmo?
Economo. That's my real last
Bobby
name.
Bobby Economo?
Economo. Say it. Economo.
Bobby Economo, you're always welcome. Bobby Economo, you're always welcome as a guest on the Stevie Wiebe Show. Thanks for tuning in for another great episode. We do have a website. Go to StevieWiebeShow.com for any merch or anything. We do have a Patreon if you want to help support the platform, patreon.com/StevieWiebe. All of music related stuff at StevieWiebeBandcamp.com. My Instagram is Instagram/QUANGOU. I do have a vlog series called Stevie's P.O. Box. If you want to send any fan mail or packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, LA, California, 90093. Okay. Thanks for tuning. That was fun.
That was really fun. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh.
My buddy Skip is a trip, feeling blue like a crib. Framed for robbing a bank, letting loose from the hip. He really couldn't predict this grip was so full of angst. Him and Henry Woodward Peckers did a song and dance at bit. Oh, rodeo man in the West. Down for the count on the ground.
sounds delayed. Skippy's afraid he feels betrayed. Live this way, can deal with shade. His fate is spade. He made the gray displayed in a charade of pain. I am not a man, I am an animal, a male. I live by maritime, the law of water about to sail. When my mother had me, I slipped out of her canal. What you call a sailing ship is named after a female.